Well, good morning. Actually, this morning I was just preparing to read some of Swami Vivekananda's speech at the 1893 Congress of World Religions. We know about his opening remarks, which are beautiful. He talked about how a religion of tolerance that believes that all religions are true. And he explains, I mean, if it's based on, the self and the other and goodness. And what's funny is I got sidetracked a little bit because we were talking about something. And YouTube accidentally offered up a Q&A with Jordan B. Peterson. This is a Q&A. I don't know when it was uploaded, but the Q&A was originally in 2021. He looked like he was having a little trouble at the time. But the question was, what did Jung get wrong? The questioner, the query was, you say this person and that person gets stuff wrong. And I've said this before. A lot of people criticize Jordan Peterson, but for the wrong reasons. There's plenty of examples where we could criticize him, especially his understanding of Nietzsche. I've tried to explain that before. But today it was a shock because this Q&A is supposed to be about what Jung got wrong. And it's 4 minutes into this video, and Jung implies, I mean, sorry, Peterson full-on says that if you read Jung's philosophy, you will be essentially an incel, right? He doesn't just infer, he claims that unlike Alder, who explains the importance of, societies, culture, self and other, Jung didn't understand this well, and if you were to just study Jung's philosophy, you would be a loner. And I laugh because they've said something similar to Nietzsche. And at first, I said to the wife, I said, that's ridiculous. Like, at first, my reaction, again, because I'm more steeped in Nietzsche, would be to say, well, you should be reading Nietzsche as Jung said. In fact, this morning, what led to this is I was just reading a quote from Jung's Man and His Symbols, and I went looking for the audiobook, sadly only on Audible. I'm going to have to use a credit for Audible, and geez, I've only had 3 credits in the last year or more, so that's 2 Jung books out of 3 credits. That seems a little excessive, so I might wait and see, but it seems to be the only place that has this Audible book, at least for me up here in Canada. But in that, Jung, actually, and you can get that quote as well, it's on Goodreads, where Jung talks about Nietzsche and his Zarathustra. So Jung was not at all confused about the importance of the self and the other. And I'll give you proof. I've joked about this with the wife. I'd like to do a series called Al versus AI. And what I told her I would do would be to answer a question, then research it to see how close I was on the correct answer, then compare it to the AI's answer. And today I just jumped right to the AI, right? Because I was talking with the wife and I said to her, see, now you don't have to believe me anymore when I rail against these supposed experts who are just repeating rehearsed opinions that I think they got from somebody else, not from the author themselves. Because being someone who has read Jung directly myself, this is why I recently purchased the Answer to Job, which is an Ukemi audiobook I haven't listened to. I'm excited. I'm about halfway through. And I think I'm probably going to use that credit towards Jung, Man and His Symbols. It's a 12-hour audiobook. It's probably worth. I hesitated on what do you call it? Answer to Job because it was only $12 at the time. I only paid $5 for these 3 credits, $5 each. It's really sad that we don't have access to all this stuff. Imagine how limiting it is. We should be able to read this stuff. We really should. But what shocked me is I just did a little search on Man and His Symbols. That's how it came up. I was looking for the audiobook, and hey, good news is it is available on YouTube. So you can listen to it on YouTube, the full 12 hours. It's a different version than the one that's on Audible, but you could listen to it. I'll probably end up getting the Audible anyways, because like so much of Jung's work, I listen to it over and over and over again. It's probably going to be worth getting. But as I said, rather than challenging AI, here I am challenging a Jungian psychologist, a clinical psychologist who claims to be a lover of Nietzsche and Jung, and says that he's read all of the important source works. But he claims that you would be a loner. You would be some sort of weird mystic on this individual path. I've talked about this before. This is often misunderstood in Buddhism. There's something called the Pacheka Buddha, which is a soul practitioner, someone who treads the path on their own, right? Guru-less practitioner. And a lot of people misunderstand. It's not dangerous. It's just rare that you'll find someone who can follow this path on their own. And this is what I'm realizing. It's even more rare to find someone who reads the source material and makes these decisions on themselves, understands this stuff themselves. And I don't mean to over-criticize. This can be made of just about everybody. I could give a dozen examples, but we'll just say it's not uncommon that many of these professionals, I don't believe, have actually read the books themselves. They've read other people's opinions of these books, and they've read quotes, just like I've said for the last 20 years now, courses on Nietzsche. The professors are giving these students quotes, very often out of context, and not assigning them to read the books. I mean, I personally love to read the entire corpus of Nietzsche because it is a journey. He goes from thinking one thing to realizing another. I mean, he's imperfect, and that's what makes it wonderful, right? So I'm not criticizing for people for being wrong. I just want to highlight how easy it is to have a better understanding. Right. So, of course, my wife is not going to believe me. Same as anyone on the internet. I found this. Like, I'm an expert in a number of these different areas, but no one will believe me because why would you believe me? So I just ignored any of my own comments. I said that to the wife, too. I said, finally, here you go. Before I've even entered into AI, any sort of query, I said to the wife, here you go. Now you're going to be able to see that I'm upset with a lot of these professionals' takes. Because they're wrong, right? So I just punched in very simply. I said, please explain the importance of other in Carl Jung's individuation. And not only did the AI come back with an affirmation of everything that I've been saying, you wouldn't be a loner. In fact, Carl Jung's philosophy is about the self and the other. It absolutely, that's why it's called integration, which is a later comment I'll mention. So I asked it very simply, explain the importance of other in Carl Jung's philosophy of the integration, or his psychology of the integration. And it word for word said, it is a common misconception that he was, preaching isolation, social isolation. Common misconception. Imagine a Jungian psychologist falling for the most common misconception of Jung's philosophy. And I went a little bit further and I asked it a simple question. I made a mistake as of how I phrased the question. I said, give me one word to summarize Jung's philosophy on the person. That's where my mistake was. So the answer was ego. So I said, well, let's go a little bit deeper. And the one word ended up being integration. One word that can summarize Jung's philosophy, his psychology, that is integration. That's not just the integration of the ego into, it's actually the sublimation of the ego into the self. The integration in Jungian psychology is all of your different personas. And a big part of that is others. You can't know who or what you are. The self does not develop in isolation. So here we are. Here we are. We have our foremost experts making some of the silliest and simplest of mistakes. But as I've said before, this is how we make ourselves better. Not replace our being with artificial anything, but to augment our very humanity, our very soul, our very being. Right? Don't be like Marsha McLuhan warned, to treat all new technology as better than the previous. We must vet it. As Nietzsche said, we must transvaluate. Transvalue all values, because peer pressure, tradition is just peer pressure from dead people, right?